Blood, sweat, and gears. One time only in Kalamazoo. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. He's here every day.
Every day.
Here's Steve Gruber.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you for that. I'm here every single stinking day. And I like it a lot. I enjoy it greatly. I've got the most ridiculous a comment of the week from a listener. I'll get to that in a moment. It's a head-scratcher. You'll have to stick around for that one. It's a head-scratcher, to say the least. All right, my next guest, with no further ado, is Dave Mitchell, founder and president of The Leadership Difference, author of The Power of Understanding Yourself, The Key to Self-Discovery, Personal Development, and Being the Best You. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Steve, you've got me hooked on that tease. I want to hear the ridiculous comment.
Well, you got to stick around for the program. You might also get a chance to hear who has become the Weasel of the Week.
Oh, my gosh.
Weasel of the Week, which, by the way, won't be you, Dave.
Well, thank God. Maybe a future Weasel of the Week.
There you go. It takes a lot of work to be the Weasel of the Week. But anyhow, Dave, yeah, you've been here before.
I have.
And you've taken a deep dive into my psychology, dangerous place to be, and because I often wonder if the voices inside my head are bothering the people around me.
Yeah. Well, and the exciting news, Steve, is I've taken a deeper dive now.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Dave has been here before. He psychoanalyzes me. I fill out questionnaires. I did it again yesterday. I filled out a questionnaire with a variety of questions that was then sent secretly. Ivy spirited them away and sent them to Dave for his review. All right, Dave, so tell me about the questionnaire first of all.
Sure. So, as you'll remember, Steve, my last book was The Power of Understanding People, and the purpose of that was to help people improve their relationships, whether professional or personal. And what surprised me after I would do the seminar is how many people would come up to me and really want more information about themselves. So clearly we're less interested about other people and more interested in ourselves than I expected. So I wrote this book to give people a tool to kind of look inward and have a deeper understanding of what their own style and ideology and mission in life might be. So
we're a self-absorbed bunch is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. It definitely shook my belief in humanity a bit. But
Okay, Dave, I get it.
And I wrote the book anyway.
I get it. Enough about me, Dave. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me?
Exactly, the Bette Midler syndrome.
Exactly. So, all right. So, you did this book to find out more about ourselves and take a closer, deeper dive and evaluation, I suppose, mm-hmm. Of who we are. So what does that have to do with this questionnaire that I took?
Well, so one of these elements that shape us is our style. It's probably the thing that other people notice first about us. It's the window dressing of our true self, but it's a very important part of it. And it's the easiest and the first thing that you can kind of get to know about yourself. So that assessment you took measures things like your sensitivity to facts, your sensitivity to ideas, your sensitivity to emotions, and your sensitivity to logic. So would you like to hear a little bit more about your specific score?
You see, facts, ideas, emotions, and logic, is that what you said?
I did, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, okay. Let's psychoanalyze Steve. There should be some scary music playing, but here we go.
Well, near as I can tell, you're not a candidate for any mental illness treatment right now.
Well, not yet, but I'm working hard.
Now, so the things that I noticed, and just to bring your listeners up to speed, I think I kind of compared you last time to James Bond. And I would stick with that, but with some deeper understanding of exactly how this James Bond would look. You would be less like Daniel Craig and more like Liam Neeson if he played James Bond.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, so first of all, you have a great deal of cognitive dexterity. Now, what that means is you have a tremendous capacity to shift your style depending on the individual you're dealing with, which I think that makes you a wonderful talk show host if that's a direction you want to go.
Excellent. I'm looking into that. I'm thinking about giving it a shot. So that's a good place to start. I'd like to explore that career opportunity.
Yeah, I think it would be beneficial to you. But your real gifts are situations that are competitive. You are a very naturally competitive person, which means that
no,
you excel if there's a clearly defined goal, like a scoreboard that you can kind of monitor your progress with, and that you can efficiently move towards it. Now, so the good news about that is you're a highly productive person. You get things done. You get results. You know, there's going to be some stress along the way. You don't suffer fools gladly, and you're probably going to become a little bit uncomfortable in situations where people are becoming overly sensitive emotionally.
Sometimes, you know, I suppose that, you know, Ivy says life is not a competition. Everything's not a competition. I said, of course it is. what are you talking about? You know, my six-year-old wants to play chess. You should let him win. Absolutely not. He'll win when he wins.
That's right. You got to teach the child a lesson.
Exactly. Yeah. Participation ribbons? Not here. No, we don't have those. All right, carry on.
Yeah, so, and that's another interesting part and why I think Liam Neeson is the character for your James Bond movie, because if you remember, particularly in the iconic movie Taken, he was very, very methodical and had great depth of knowledge. And this is something that I didn't pick up on your the previous assessment, which was a little briefer, but you also really thrive when you have a depth of knowledge, and I think knowing you only, you know, on a very surface level,
right.
My bet is that you like to research things, and when you're interested in something, you do a deep dive into it to try to understand everything about it.
Well, I do. I try to explore these things, and I try to figure out what the best answer. You're exactly right about that. I will go and I will research. I'll find every bit of information I can possibly find. And I do that for the benefit of myself, but I also do that for the benefit of the listener, because I think it's an important part of the job we do here. So I think you've nailed me there. Dave?
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. But, you know, you combine that logic and facts, Steve, that doesn't make you the most flexible person in the world. So I would caution you that you tend to value winning and being right. So obviously when a person has that style, there's going to be some conflict created with others that don't agree with you.
Yeah. Well, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. They're also entitled to be wrong, Dave. And as I've told people my entire life, you're clearly entitled to my opinion.
You know what? There's the epitaph on the tombstone.
Exactly. So that's not a bad thing. I mean, we get things done. We accomplish things. And business has treated me reasonably well. So I guess we have some good things there. If people want to find out more about you, Dave, or the book you've written, or finding out more about themselves and taking a deep dive and an exploration, where do they go?
Well, right now, I'd go to Amazon and just search The Power of Understanding Yourself by Dave Mitchell, and they're offering it at a crazy price. It's 44% off right now. It's just released, so it's like a flash deal.
One time only, 44% off. Get the book from Dave Mitchell. Go now to Amazon. There you go. I got it. Yeah. Okay. I got it, Dave. I got it. That's great. Give it to him one more time.
It's The Power of Understanding Yourself by Dave Mitchell.
All right, The Power of It. And Dave, I appreciate the analysis as always, the evaluation inside my cranium. I need that inspection. And again, I hope the voices inside my head are not bothering you. Dave Mitchell, always a pleasure, my friend.
Same to you, Steve. Have a great day.
There it is, everybody. Dave Mitchell, the Friday forecast inside my brain. Frightening. It's the Steve Greer Show. Some phone calls, including CJ and others, right after this. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
mom.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Attention all bridge card users. Did you know you can now use your bridge card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept bridge cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.